Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Imi Morasi Sheyichu, and the schus Moshe Veshtimai from Moshe Mordechai, and the schus Chayachana Bas Orna Edel, and Ruth Victoria Bas Tehila Rovida, B'sar Shachola Yisrael, and the schus Maras Nechagito Bas Maras Rachel Esther V'chol Yotzei Chalatzeha V'schus Blumadina Blumadai V'schanadina Racha V'atzlacha Chol Maase Yadel V'chol Yotzei Chalatzeha. We are going to be studying Parshas Korach, Chapter 16, verse 15. And this is all going to be based on the Torah of Mori V'Rabbi, Agaon HaGadol, Rav David Zagman, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha. Ketuv ba'pasuk, Vayichar L'Moshe Me'od. So we have this rebellion against Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu gets very angry, when they say to him, they gather to Moshe and Aaron, and they say, the whole aid is holy, God's among them, why are you making yourself greater than Kahal Hashem? Moshe hears this, he falls on his face, he speaks to Korach, and he says to them in the morning, we'll know who God has chosen. And they did the whole test to see who they're going to bring a Ketores, and then if the earth swallows you up alive, you'll know that God chose me. And he calls Dasan and Aviram, and they say, we're not coming up. What? You took us out of a land of milk and honey, to make us die in the Midbar, and now you're ruling over us. You didn't bring us to the land of milk and honey. You can knock out our eyes. We ain't coming. And then when Moshe Rabbeinu heard this, Vayichal Moshe Me'od, Vayomer al Hashem al Tefen al Menchatam, Lo Chamur Echad Mehem Nasati, Velo Hari'oti Et Echad Mehem. Moshe gets angry, and he says to God, don't turn to their Mincha. I didn't take one donkey of theirs. I didn't do evil to any of them. And Moshe says to Korach, you and your whole group should be before God, you, them, and Aaron, tomorrow, etc. So Ayen b'Rashi v'Ramban al pasuk, when he says, when Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, "Vayomer al Hashem al teifen el menchatam." What does it mean al teifen el menchasam? That they shouldn't have a chelek in the korbanos sivur. So their chelek in the tmidim of the tzibur, the fire shouldn't consume their chelek.
Ayin sham b'divrei Rashi v'gam b'divrei Ramban, v'lechora aino muvan klal. Ma'o ma she'amar ketam lebakasha. Al tefen el menchatam. Mishum lo chamor echad mehem nasati v'lo hareoti et echad mehem.
Moshe Rabbeinu says, you know why you shouldn't turn to their mincha? Because I didn't take one donkey from them. I didn't do bad to any of them. Mazik kashur. You're asking that they shouldn't have a chelek in the korbanos tzibur. So what does that have to do with you not taking any donkeys and you not doing bad to any of them? What you're asking is that they shouldn't have a chelik in the korbanos tzibur. So ma kesher, that afterwards he says that I didn't take any donkeys from them. It's non sequitur, it doesn't follow.
Ve'al shechamad b'zeh. Ayin sham, וכן צריך לבאר עצם הכוח של משה והבקשה שלא יהיה חלק בקורבנות ציבור שראה יש להם חלק ואיך לא יהיה להם חלק. What's this bakasha? They shouldn't have a chelik in the korbanos tzibur. They have a chelik. How are they not going to have a chelik? Rashi writes, shechelkam tenichenu eish v'lo tochelena. So their poor portion in the korbanos tzibur, the fire shouldn't consume. But that requires understanding. Shal kol panim kaparat zrika. Mechamat chelkam bekorban yesh lehem. They have the kapara of zrika. Ve'ech yivatel chelkam ayde shelo tochlen. Okay, so the fire is not going to consume. But they still have the kapara of the zrika. And also, what chelik mesuyim do they have that's not going to be consumed? Bayein bor chayim hakadosh, ma shehu katav. So we have a number of problems already. The connection between the first part of the pasuk and the second part. How are they not going to have a chelik in korbanos tzibur? What does it mean the fire is not going to consume? What's the fire not going to consume? What chelik is there? The fire is not going to consume. And I, they get the kapar with the zrika. We also have to understand what it says. Lo chamur echad mehem nasati. Rashi mefaresh. שאפילו כשהלכתי ממדיין למצרים והרכבתי את אשתי ואת בניי על החמור והיה לי ליטול אותו החמור משלהם לא נטלתי אלא משלי. I didn't take one donkey from them. Even when I went to Midian, from Midian to Mitzrayim, and I put my wife and children on the donkey, I could have taken from them. They could have paid for the taxi. And I only took from me. Rashi apparently is medayik from the Lashon of Nasasi, Lashon Gedula, v'harama. Because this chamor is the chamor of the Gedula. It's harama. That's Nasasi, elevated. As lefi zeh tzarich leva'er, ma'o ma she'osif v'lo hara'oti et echad mehem. Once he already says, I didn't take anything from them, so pashit that he didn't do any ra to them. וכבר עמד על זה העל שיח הקדוש, היין שם והיין בדברי הרמב"ן. So how are we to understand this? Of course, once he didn't take a donkey, of course he didn't do any evil to them. ונראה כך, ידוע בהרבה מקורות שמשה רבנו היה לו דין מלך. משה רבנו had a din that he was a king. ואולי בעזרת השם עוד נרחיב בזה, דיברנו, we already spoke about that in other shiurim. And hopefully we will revisit that topic in the future. But Moshe Rabbeinu had a din melech. And that's a big yisod. Vehim mardubo ubizuhu. They rebelled against the king. Moshe Rabbeinu had a din melech. And they rebelled against him. They disgraced him. And they said that all Moshe Rabbeinu wants is to rule over them and not to act in their best interests, as is the job of the king. Now the job of the king is, as the Rambam says in the fourth parak of Hilchos Malachim, Halacha Yud, She'ein mamlichim melech tchila el lasot mishpat u'melchamot, She'namar v'shafteinu malkeinu v'yatzeh lefaneinu v'nelcham melchamoteinu. The job of the king is to make judgment in wars. As it says, and our king will judge us and go before us and wage our wars. V'yisod inyan ha-melchama hu ledog l'klalut ha'am she'tiyeh lo efsharut l'chiyot k'ra'ui b'mkomo. V'yisod inyan ha-melchama is to be concerned with the nation that they should have a possibility of living as is fit in their place. Beitzel Moshe, umnam lo ayu milchamot. אבל הגאולה ממצרים באותו גדר של מלחמות דמלך.
You're right. By Moshe Rabbeinu, there were no wars. But the Geula Mitzrayim was like a Molchama. It was like a Molchama of a king. Because what's the point of Geula Mitzrayim? To redeem them from Egypt. To take care of the nation. That's what wars are about. You want to take care of the nation's well-being. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he took them out of Egypt, that was like a war. And also the Rambam writes, Lasos Mishpat. So what does it mean, Lasos Mishpat, to make judgment? Both Sai B'din Torah, and Sai, as we know from the Drosh HaSaran, Drosh Yud Aleph, Zeil Bakant, very well known, that the king has the power to judge not al pi Torah. In other words, God gave the king the power that, you know, there are many different instances in life. There are many different situations in life. So God gave the king the power if, in this particular situation, he has to judge Shalal Pi Torah, he has that right. לפי זה נראה שעל דבריהם שכל כוונתו הנה לכבודו לסתרר. So that Dos Aviram said, all you want to do to Moshe Rabbeinu is rule, and you don't care about the well-being of the nation. Moshe Rabbeinu says that vis-a-vis two matters of kingship, his hanago is shalal lechvod atzmo klal. Vis-a-vis the matter of Malchus of Asiyas Milchamos, that for Moshe Rabbeinu was redeeming them from Egypt. So, Gam lo chamor echad mehem nasati. For crying out loud, I didn't take one donkey. I redeemed the Jews from Egypt. And who paid for the transportation? I paid for the transportation. So you see that it can't be that I just want to be mistarer. Why shouldn't I have at least taken the donkey and showed, hey, I'm the boss over here. You owe me. You got to pay for my traveling. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't. He said, look, when it comes to waging war, I am redeeming you from Egypt. There, I wasn't mistarer. I didn't try to rule over you. You see, I didn't take a donkey. And what about his hanhaga klape mishpat ha'am? That the king is also supposed to judge. That's the king's job. The king's job is to judge. Al ze amar Moshe, lo hari'oti et echad mehem. V'hainu shebedin Torah, gam ha'mitchayev bo eino davar ra lo. Sherechayav u'netkayem chiyuvo. Shebedin Torah, גם המתחייב בו אינו דבר רע לו, שרי חייב הוא, ונתקיים חיובו. ורק משפט מדין מידת מלכות, שיקרו לטובת העם, וזה משכחת לי, לחייב את מי שאינו חייב. כיוון שנצרח הדבר לתועלת הציבור, אבל הרץ לו. ועל זה אמר משה שבמשפט לא נהגתי לפי דעתי ובמשפט המלך, שבזה אבל היה עשיית רע לאחד מהם, אלא כל עשיתי רק על פי דין תורה. that when it comes to, what does it mean, lo harayosi es echad mehem? That when it comes to din Torah, even if somebody's mischayev, that's not ra. That's not doing ra. You have to fulfill the din. I mean, the Gemara in Sanhedrin 6b, that it says, mishpat lezeh v'tztaka lezeh, that David HaMelech would do mishpat lezeh, he would judge properly that the guy should get his money back, and staka. So it's a mishpat to the guy who gets his money back, and it's a tztaka to the guy who's now not holding a stolen object anymore. So there's no ra when it comes to being done din Torah. You're not doing ra to anybody. It's good for both sides. It's good that the person should pay what he owes, and it's good that the person should receive what he's owed. And only when it comes to mishpat midin malchus, there, where it's for the greater benefit of the people, it's not just strict din Torah. There, you could be mechayev, somebody who's not chayev, and that's ra. For this guy, because he's not a chayev, but you're making him chayev, because there's a greater benefit that's going to be achieved. And on that, Moshe said, no, lo harayose, I never did bad to anybody. I always did exactly al pi din Torah. And in the Sefer Ber Miriam, he's marich in this, which hopefully we've learned many, many Shiurim based on the Sefer Ber Miriam on the Hilchas Malachim in our Hilchas Malachim series. And he discusses this in the first volume in the third chapter of the Rambam in the seventh Halacha. And there he says that that was the Mishpat also of Malchei Beis David Al Pidin Toiro. V'zem Vo'ar, we see this Mima Shekatava Sfono and the pasuk of Lo Harayosi Esachad Mehem, Shelo Kara Lehem Sheavo Lefanai LeDin, BaOpen SheAchayevem. It didn't happen that they come before me for judgment, and I'm going to be mechayev them. V'zeh Davar Tamua. And what does that mean? There's always a chayev and a putter. What's pshat? So pshat is that the person was mechayev. But it wasn't ra, because it was al pi din Torah. And I never disadvantaged a person. I never made a chover for them. I always did what was right. That's not ra. In the Medrash Tanchuma, it says, Shelo zikhiti as achayev, lo chiyapti as zakai. I didn't make meritorious the one who was obligated. I didn't obligate the one who was meritorious, who was right. Pashut, what's the maila that he wasn't mechayev the zakai and wasn't mezakai the chayev? However, what this means is that I wasn't done lefi mishpat hamelech. There are other cheshbainis. I was only done lefi din Torah. No other cheshbainis. Now, if the word is that I want to be mistarer, shouldn't I judge based on my own havana? Why do I need to go to din Torah? I have the right to judge like al pi dinei malchus. Teretz is that I didn't judge al pi din Torah. I didn't judge al pi my own judgment. I'm not mistarer. I just stuck to the book. I went by the books of din Torah. So therefore, my malchus is not mistarer. Now mitzad mochamos, because lo chamor achad mehem nasasi, and not mitzad the heilig mishpat, because I only did mishpat midin Torah. So in the two tafkidim of the king that the Rambam enumerates, I was beseidil gomu. So now it would appear that Dasan and Aviram rebelled against Moses, and they were mevazeh Moses. And they said, hey, you just want to be mistarer on us. You just want rulership. Now, what's the din of somebody who's mevazeh a king? The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Malachim, in the third chapter, in the eighth halacha, that the king has a reshus laharoik. The king has rishus to execute such a person and to tie him up, to imprison him, to whip him. You're not allowed to start up with the king. Magid Mishnah writes that if a person's over on Din Melech, so the Tzrachim Malchuso, Yesh lemelech melech rishis lahargo lekachas memono. Could take his money, could kill him. So if Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to punish them as mordim, as rebellious people, he had every right to do so, like we see in the Rambam. Now the Rambam says there in Hilchos Malachim 3:8 that a melech has rishus laharog, v'chein la'asor v'lahakos b'sheltim l'chvodo. For his honor he can kill, if they're mevazehim, and for his honor he can punish them physically. But the Rambam says, avalo yafkir mama, but he shouldn't be mafkir their money. He should not make their money ownerless. V'mehifkir hareze gezel. If he does make their money ownerless, this is stealing. So the Magid Mishnah says, in the name of the Rambam, that if somebody's over al din ha-melech, v'tzracho v'tzorche malchuso, the king can kill him or take his money. In other words, there are two dinim here. There's one din in what the king is allowed to do if someone is mevazehim, and that is, he's allowed to physically punish him. But when it comes to tzarchei malchuso, but he's not allowed to be mafkir mamono. When it comes to his own kavod, he's not allowed to be mafkir the mamono. But when it comes to somebody acting on for the sake of the malchus, the chavod malchuso, like the Rambam says in Perek Dalet Alach Aleph, and the Magid Mishnah quotes him there, he has koch over the person's mamono. So he's not allowed to touch the person's money when it's for the chvodo. But if it's letzarchei malchus, it's for the sake of preserving the power of the kingship, there he's even allowed to be poel, he's even allowed to act on a person, impinge on a person's money. And that's an important distinction in the Rambam. The chvodo, he's not allowed to be mafkir memono, but letzarchei malchuso, not the chvodo, but for the sake of his kingship, then he's allowed even lakachas memono. And again, look at the Rambam, Perek Dalet, Alach Aleph. So, if Moshe Rabbeinu would want to punish them, he would be allowed to do so. But he just couldn't touch their money, because if it's a matter of them disrespecting him, he has no right to touch their money just because they disrespected him, that the Rambam forbids. But since Lo chamor echad mehem lasasi. In other words, since I didn't take even one donkey, it's not about my covet at all. The Chambam says the king's allowed to be act l'fi kvoda, for the sake of his honor. But here, Moshe Rabbeinu clearly didn't care about his honor. He said, I didn't even take a donkey. So the punishment that they deserve is not that they acted against the honor of Moshe. Because Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't acting for his honor. So why then is Moshe Rabbeinu allowed to punish them? Because they transgressed the laws of the king, the laws of the Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu was a judge also. Like we see in Chazal, they were kofar in the mitzvah of tzitzis, in the mitzvah of mezuzah, right? They said if a beged is kulo tcheles, it shouldn't require a string of tcheles, and if a house is filled with svarim, it shouldn't require a mezuzah, and they were cholek on matnas kohuna, so they were cholek on din Torah. So now if Moshe Rabbeinu was punishing them, he's not punishing them midin kavod ha-melech, but rather midin over al chukei ha-melech. And there he has koach even lafki ha-memonam, when it's talked about the tzarchei malchuso, for the kingship, so they're not keeping the laws of the king, there he can even be mafkia their mamon. He can even remove their money from them. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Al teifen el minchasam. Don't turn to their mincha. In other words, he was mafkia their mamon. He removed their mamon from being part of the karbanos tzibur. Because the king has the koach if he's not punishing for his kavod. he's not punishing for his kavod, the king has every right to take the person's money. So Moshe Rabbeinu was mafkir the money. He said they shouldn't have a portion, a monetary portion, part in the karbanos tzibur. And since lo chamur achad mehem nasase, I didn't take one donkey. Therefore, and I didn't do evil to any of them. In other words, I'm completely going with Din Torah, and it's not about my shilton at all. When I didn't take a donkey, so I'm clearly not coming to rule over them. I don't care about my rulership, and I only judged I only judged al pi Din Torah, not al pi my own for my own needs. So this is not about my covet. I went strictly according to the books. I didn't care about my cover. So why then are they being punished? Because they're over al chukei amelech. And therefore al tefen el menchasam. Now he could be mafkia their mammon for their karbanos tzibur. So now we understand the shaychus. Lo chamor achad mehem nasasi to al tefen el menchasam. Since I didn't take one of their donkeys, so it's not about my covet, and maybe I could be mafkia their mammon. That they shouldn't have a portion in the karbanos tzibur. I want to be mafkia their mammon from the karbanos tzibur. The only thing is, this isn't Mashman Rashi. Because Rashi says that their chelek should not be consumed by the fire. Not that they don't have a chelek, but that their chelek shouldn't be consumed by the fire. And again, what does that mean? In other words, the bilus of a karbanos tzibur is like a general bilus. All the tzibur owns it. It's not that each person owns a specific part of the carbon. So that is discussed by a lot of different svarim, and hopefully we will revisit this topic, but definitely we have new insight into the parsha, and we should be zocha to continue, and be mamik, be simcha, be tugleiv, of meirov kol, and see more and more neflos mitaris Hashem. So please stay tuned for more. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.